All right, so what is confession?
Confession has two parts. First, that we confess our sins. Second, that we receive absolution. That is forgiveness from the pastor.
As from God himself, not doubting, but firmly believing
that by it our sins are forgiven. Before God in heaven.
That started out really well, and then it sort of faded off to the end. Well, all of them are fair game, because today's a review day. So, the first part is that we confess our sins. The second part is that we receive absolution. What is absolution? It is forgiveness from the pastor, as from God himself. Yeah, and then what do we do when we have this absolution? We receive it not doubting, but firmly believing that by it, that is by our by the absolution, our sins are
forgiven before God in heaven.
Right, but I was going to say before man or before God?
Before God.
Yeah, which one's the better one?
God.
Big time. What are these sins that we should, you know and confess?
Before God, we should be guilty.
No. Not what sins should we confess, but which are those sins? Let me ask the question better. Which are those sins that we know and feel in our hearts? How do we figure out what those sins are? Consider.
The ones that we hold on to?
I'm trying to ask this question so that I don't just say, which are these?
Consider your place in life according to the Ten Commandments.
Yeah.
Are you father, mother, son? Husband, wife, or worker.
Keep going. I'm listening. I'm just going to get my pen. Rude or quarrelsome, yes.
Have you hurt somebody by your words or deeds?
Yes.
Have you stolen, been negligent?
Yep.
Wasted anything or done any harm?
Right. What's the answer?
Yes.
Oh, good. Good. Well,
said he did all of them last time.
Yeah. Well, come to confession.
Well,
everybody does. Hey, yeah, by the way, if you want to be confirmed, or if you're planning on being confirmed, don't forget you got to come to confession.
I'm going
to
do this.
Because if you're
alive,
if
you could do it
after church?
Yeah, after church on Sunday.
Sure thing. Oh, on Sunday or tonight?
On Sunday.
Oh, yeah, sure.
When can you do? Can you go like you can do catechumen or not?
Sure, you can do confession anytime you want to do it. All you have to do is ask me, and I am ordered that I have to say yes to you. I don't get to say no. Okay, so
do it at midnight.
Next time is the office of the keys, which I think should be right on the next page. What is the office of the keys? It is that special authority which Christ has given his church on earth to forgive the sins of repentant sinners,
bless you,
and to withhold the sins or withhold forgiveness from the unrepentant as long as they do not repent. Now see, if you're paying attention when you come to Sunday school or Bible class, if you come, this is in the congregation at prayer, so we've already been doing this. So you've already heard it. Okay. Very good. Term quiz. Actually, I'm going to put this up here. Term quiz.
Bless you.
Has the hay fever got you? Okay. All right. We're going all the way back to the beginning. Number one. Letters. From the apostles to the church and to her ministers in many various places. But the big important part of that is letters from the apostles.
What is the genre of what pastor wants to pick?
I don't know if I know what you're asking. Asking me.
You will give like a hint at the beginning, and sometimes it's just whatever the pastor wants to pick.
The theme.
Yeah,
there is no theme.
Okay.
Potpourri. That means anything. Burgoo. Kitchen sink. Everything in the kitchen sink. You kids are so young.
I am.
You and your Fortnite. Oh, well, I can't make fun of you for playing Minecraft. I'll make fun of you for Fortnite. I won't make fun of you for Minecraft.
I play both. I'm getting along.
Yeah.
All right, number two. This word means a washing. Yep, I didn't think you'd have trouble with that. Number three. The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, who is the one true and living God. And I will give you a bonus if you can tell me when we celebrate the feast. I'll do this again. Listen very carefully. The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, who is the one true and living God. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Think about that. All right, number four. Number four. This song is usually sung at Vespers. It is the New Testament canticle of Mary. Also, Vespers is what we have tonight. Hey, is one of you lighting candles tonight?
Not that I'm.
If I get told, then I can.
I don't know. I didn't look at the schedule. Just checking to see.
I don't know. I might be.
Well,
same.
Well, we'll see, won't we? Okay. That was number four. Right, number five. The name of the Son of God from all eternity. The name of the Son of God from all eternity. That's the most important one, but you can also say that this is how God reveals himself through the scriptures. All right, anybody need me to repeat one? Sadie.
Number one.
Okay. Letters. 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 From the apostles to the church and to her ministers or her pastors in various places, various regions, various cities. Maybe they wrote only one, maybe they wrote one or two. Any more that you need me to repeat? Tell you what, I'll give you a bonus point if you can name one of these letters. Any name, just write down any name and you get a bonus point.
Okay.
Of one of the letters. All right, any others that you need repeated? You look like you're thinking. Was there one that you would like me to repeat?
You're not thinking the bonus point was...
For number three?
Yeah.
The bonus point for number three was... when is the feast day? This one's a little tricky. Don't do that. What are you doing?
Don't draw on yourself.
Are you a child?
Yes, he is.
Yeah, that was the joke. Anybody else? Going once? Going twice?
Sold.
Sold. All right. Leela, number one, what do you have? Letters.
I can't speak today. Jerusalem?
Yeah. No, Jerusalem is a city. No. Jerusalem is a city, the holy city.
I got it.
You got the bonus? Well, let's wait until we get the turn.
Is there a bonus one?
For this one?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Sadie. Epistles is correct. Yes. I wouldn't tease you about it being correct.
Yeah. Is that your final answer?
Well, you make it seem like we're not correct. Like, are you sure?
But if I say, correct, I'm not telling a lie. I wouldn't say correct. Haha, just kidding. It's wrong. That is correct. It is epistles. And did you write down one of those? Emma? You didn't write down an epistle? Liam?
Romans?
Yep.
Wait, you mean like books.
Well, what did you write?
Math?
To the Romans?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's really?
The epistle to the Romans.
Yeah.
That's the book of Romans.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, to the Romans, to the Corinthians, to the Galatians. Those are the letters written to those groups.
Is that it?
Yeah, that was the term, epistles.
I know, I don't like all the books.
Yeah, the epistles. If you were super fun...
I didn't think about that.
If you're super fun and if you're super smart, I would have also given you points for epistles that are not actually in the Bible, like the Epistle of Clement and the Epistle of Irenaeus.
Are those like separate books on their own?
Yep, they're not in the Bible. They're just they're written by students of the guys who studied with the apostles and then who took over the churches. Yeah, but you wouldn't know about those.
No, I think we might have talked about that.
We have.
Just not very much.
Yes, correct, because it doesn't really matter for this particular class.
They're like minor prophets.
Well, sort of. All right, number three. Emma.
Skip two.
What? I skipped number two?
Yeah.
How is this possible?
Okay,
Emma, number two. Wait, is it to Emma or is it to Sadie?
Well,
you got epistles correct.
Yes.
So it's to Emma. All right. What did you say? Was that a question?
No.
Baptism is correct.
You made me second guess myself.
I'm over here like, what?
I can't make you do anything, Emma.
Anything else that means washing
at the back. Yeah, the word for baptism is baptizo.
Yep,
means I wash. Very good. Number three.
The Holy Trinity.
Correct. And when do we celebrate the feast of the Holy Trinity, Liam? Memphis?
I'm going to say during Pentecost.
No. Not during Pentecost. You are very close, though. Your face is as red as the pyramids for Pentecost. Yes?
If we didn't write anything down, can we still guess?
Well, everybody else who wrote something down has to be able to... Did you write it down?
Mm-hmm.
Did you?
I wrote something down.
What did you write down?
January 1st.
It is not January
1st. Dang it.
I just take a guess and say Christmas. Yeah.
No. Christmas is Christmas. What is your guess, Emma? That's correct, but I can't give you a point for it because you didn't write it down. But it is correct. The first Sunday after Pentecost.
I didn't have first Sunday, but I had after Pentecost, but I scratched it out, so don't give me a point.
I'm not going to. Don't worry.
Good.
Yeah, it's the first Sunday after Pentecost. And then the rest... So what happens is this. We have Lent, we have Easter, and then we have the Sundays after Easter...
Also after the first Sunday.
And then we have Ascension, Pentecost, and then Trinity. And then all the rest through the summer, all the way into the fall, are the Sundays after Trinity. Because then everything else is just green all the time for the rest of the year. Yes, Memphis.
You know what I thought to myself today when I was studying? I went over the new stuff, and I'm like, Pastor usually never skips like at least one new term. Well, I was wrong today. I literally thought that today.
You thought I was going to skip a new term?
Well, no, no, no. Usually you at least put like one new term on the end, but today you didn't.
Well, we're not to the end.
Huh? Oh, that's just usually how it is most of the time. Mm. Most of the time, in my opinion, how I remember. But I remember a lot of things.
Okay, okay, very good. Very good. Who's pushing this table with their feet?
Whoops.
Was that you, Memphis?
I did that.
The whole thing is going like this. If I see my can of Fresca move, someone's going to be wearing it.
Oh, no.
Okay. All right. Number four. That's to you, Memphis.
Oh, the Magnificent?
Yeah, Magnificat.
I always pronounce it.
No, that's fine. I'll give it to you. The Magnificat, that's the New Testament song that of Mary, and we sing it at Vespers, which is what we do on Wednesday nights. We have Vespers. All right, it's back to you, Leela. What do you have for number five?
I have Jesus.
Well, I will give you half a point for that.
Thank you.
Because it's not wrong, but it isn't exactly the term. Yeah, it's not wrong. It's not exactly the term, though. What do you have?
The Holy Spirit.
And it's not the Holy Spirit. Emma?
Christ on the
side. No.
The Word of God?
The Word, whoops. Yeah. Remember, the Word is a person, not a thing. Word is a person. So the name of the Son of God from eternity. That's important. Oh, that it's from eternity because... What does John's gospel say? In the beginning was the
Word.
Yeah, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So the Word has always been the Word of God. The Word has not always been Jesus, but the Word has always been the Son of God and the Word of God. That's why I can only give you half a point for Jesus. Emmanuel, I'll give you half a point if you can tell me what Emmanuel means right now. Only Memphis. It's one of the terms.
I know, but I just thought of it.
Okay, well,
but
Emmanuel means God with us.
Oh, come on. I couldn't remember.
That was only for him. Yeah. All right, Memphis.
5 out of 5.
Liam.
6.
Sadie.
4.
Emma.
4.
Luke. It's not here. Kipton's not here. And Leela.
1.5.
All right. This whole sheet is filled up.
How many points?
Over 100, but under 150.
I'd have to go back and tell.
Someone's over 100, and someone's under 150.
Yeah, I lost track a long time ago, and I really don't feel like catching up, but I feel like you're...
How about this? There are many people over 100.
Me? There's many people?
I can't say. I'm not looking at my sheet, but many people are over 100 points.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Now, to the book of Matthew. Chapter 4.
I need a Bible.
Yeah. You come to meet a week without a Bible? Well, you know where... Oh, you can't reach him, can you?
I can get it.
So, can you ask me nicely?
Can I please have Bible?
You may, yes. Matthew chapter 4. The doors slide.
If you have a closet or like a slide shower, you can just switch them. In my mind.
Matthew chapter 4, Sadie. There's Emma. She's got the tabs. We'll see who finds it first. Tabs versus good old-fashioned regular Bible. The tabs came in second.
Because I wasn't rinsing.
But I was. So Matthew chapter 4, we'll start at verse 12. We'll go counterclockwise today, me to Leela. All right, so now, when Jesus heard that John had been put in prison, he departed to Galilee. Hey, wait a minute. Where's John?
In prison.
He's in prison.
In the slammer.
So, in the slammer. That's right, yeah. In the clink. John is in prison, and now Jesus comes. He comes back from where? Memphis?
Nazareth?
No, where does he come from?
Jesus.
Where has he been? Liam?
The desert.
Yeah, the wilderness, really. Yeah. He's been in the wilderness and was being tempted by Satan.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And now, Jesus hears that John is in prison and he departs to Galilee. Verse 13.
Okay. 13?
Yes.
And leaving
Nazareth,
he came up and dwelt in
Capernaum.
Capernaum, which is by the sea, in the regions of Zebulun and Naphtali.
What's Zebulun and Naphtali? What's that all about?
So these countries.
They're regions, yeah.
I don't know what a region is.
It's not a city or a country. It's like a county. Yeah, like a county.
Like Holt County?
Yeah, like Holt County. That would be the region of Holt County. So Zebulun and Naphtali are two of the 12 tribes, the sons of Israel. So.
So that was spoken by the prophet Isaiah might be fulfilled.
Yeah, so why does he go to Capernaum?
Prophecy of Isaiah?
Yeah, because it fulfills the prophecy of Isaiah. What is that prophecy, Emma? Zebulun?
And the land of
Naphtali? Yep,
Naphtali. By the way of the sea, the Jordan.
Mm-hmm. Beyond the Jordan, that's correct.
Oh, Galilee of the Gentiles.
Mm-hmm. 16.
The people who sat in darkness have seen a great light, and upon those who sat in the region and shadow of death, light has dawned.
Yeah, so how is Jesus' gospel and what he preaches described in that prophecy?
Say that question again.
A light.
His preaching is described as a light. The people who sat in darkness have seen a great light. What's the darkness? Memphis.
The devil or our sin?
Yeah, sin, the power of sin. You can say the power of sin and the power of death and the power of the devil. And when you sit in darkness and Jesus comes with forgiveness of sins, and with life and with salvation, and it's light in the darkness, and it pierces the darkness. And John's gospel, what happens? The light no darkness can comprehend. That's Jesus preaching. And what people are especially going to be seeing this light? Yes.
People who follow Jesus and the Word?
Well, yeah, but who specifically? Can you think of anybody specifically? Is it the Jews? Is it the Gentiles? Is it the...
Everyone.
Yeah, well, but who specifically?
Specifically.
It's right there.
Gentiles?
Mm-hmm. The Gentiles, because who does salvation come for, Memphis? For everybody. Yes, salvation doesn't just come for you and you. No, just these two. That's not the way salvation works. When Jesus comes with the message of forgiveness and salvation and life, he comes for everybody. Yeah, for you and for you and for you and for you and for you. And he doesn't have to stop and think about it. Jesus just says, hey, I love all y'all. And that's how you guys talk down here.
Me?
What?
I don't say y'all. I don't.
Everybody here says all y'all. And grocery store, and cow.
Get it right.
And whale water. That's how everybody talks here.
Nobody say y'all.
Garage. Yeah, garage, insurance, umbrella. That's how everybody talks. That's what it all sounds like to me. Okay, so Jesus comes for all. Salvation comes for all, not for a select few, but for all, including the Gentiles, not just for the Jews, but also the Gentiles. Now, we already saw that, didn't we? Because we're working a little bit backwards, because we started with Acts, and remembered Peter has his vision of what?
The white sheet with animals in it, right?
Yep. And
clean, though, right? Or dirty?
The Lord said they were clean.
Yeah.
And then who? And then who comes to the house? Not Jesus. Jesus has ascended. The centurion.
Cornelius?
Correct. Cornelius the centurion comes, who is a Gentile. All right. Verse 17.
From that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
Yeah, so what's Jesus preaching? Memphis?
Repentance.
Yeah, what is repentance? Somebody who is not Memphis.
Why?
Because I knew you were going to be the first one to raise your hand.
I'm Jacob.
Only the Lord can change your name. What is repentance? It has to be somebody who isn't Memphis, even if I have to call on someone. Yes, Sadie!
Like where you ask for forgiveness?
Not exactly, but if you are repentant, then you do ask for forgiveness. Oh, Emma? I know you know.
I know too. I'm not so sad.
Is there a dictionary in this?
Negative. Memphis?
Oh, it's when you turn away from sin and want to, wait, hold on. Now you call me and now I can't even answer. It's when you turn away from sin and...
I see my fresco moving!
I didn't do that.
Yeah, you did.
The wind.
It's Jacob.
There's a breeze in the air.
Is it?
Something's going on here. This table's loose. All right.
Wait for it.
It does mean turning away.
And you want forgiveness. Or you
turn away, you want to give your sins up to Jesus, but you want to leave the bad stuff behind. So to be repentant is to say, hey, wait a minute, I am sort of...
knowledge of your sin, you want to turn away. That's what it is.
Yeah. So you say, I'm kind of a bad boy. I don't want to be a bad boy. I'm going to leave that all behind. And I'm going to turn the other way, and I'm going to be better. I'm going to leave the bad stuff behind. Jesus says, repent. What is the kingdom of heaven? Did I say something that was funny?
No.
How's your bottle cap?
Good.
What is the kingdom of heaven?
It's the reign of Christ.
Yes, from the... From where specifically? Where does Jesus take his throne and wear a crown?
On the cross.
Nice, Emma. Well done.
On the cross?
Yes, on the cross. Jesus' throne is the cross. He wears his crown there. They call him the king there. That's where Jesus is the king. The kingdom of heaven is the kingdom that is ushered in with Jesus on the cross. That is the kingdom of forgiveness. The kingdom of life and salvation, the kingdom of blood, but the blood of righteousness. So, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Hey, are you going to enter into the kingdom of heaven with all of your sin baggage?
No.
No. So repent. Leave it behind. Take it off. Go the other way. Put it by the curb and leave it there. All right, continue. And Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brothers, Simon called Peter and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen.
And he said to them, follow me, and I will make you you fishers of men.
Yes.
Immediately they left their nets and followed him.
Yeah, how quickly did they follow Jesus? Yes, immediately. That's right. Now, the thing is, have these people seen Jesus before?
No.
Mm. But they have. Because actually, they saw Jesus when he was with John the Baptizer. So when Jesus comes up to them, he says, hey, come follow me now. And they say, oh yeah, we remember this guy. John said that he was going to be the Christ. And then they drop what they're doing and they follow him immediately. And what does he say he's going to make them into?
Fishers of men.
Fishers of men. What is that all about? Sadie, what does it mean to be a fisher of men?
Like a fisherman.
But what kind? Are you fishing for fish?
Yeah.
No, what are you fishing for, Leela?
Men?
Yeah, but not just, like, not just boys. You're not a fisher of boys. Mm-hmm. What do we mean when we say men or man? Yeah, mankind. Mankind, fishers of men, fishers of mankind, fishers of everybody. Why fishers? What does a fisher do? What does a fisherman do?
Catches fish.
Fishermen. Brings them in. Where do the fishermen want to bring these fish that are the men? To the, what? Did you say buckets? No. Let me put it this way. What would you say I am? Yeah, what is my job?
To fish for disciples.
To fish for disciples. And then where do I bring the disciples?
Well, you have multiple jobs.
To church, yeah, but what? Where more than church?
Heaven.
Yeah, to the kingdom of heaven, which is at hand. See, I want to bring you to Jesus. Bringing you into Jesus is bringing you into the kingdom. I'm a fisher of men. That means that my job is to go out and call people into the kingdom. How do I do that? By?
Preaching the word.
Preaching what word?
God's word.
Oh, that's a cop-out answer. What word? Okay, Jesus, that is one acceptable answer. I preach Jesus because Jesus is the word. And what else? What's the other word? Preach the gospel, yes, which is the forgiveness of sins. Good. All right. Which means then that they are being called into what? The office of the
ministry.
Ministry, the office of the ministry. They're being called in. Hey, what do I say on Sunday morning? I, as a called and ordained servant of the word. So I'm called too. They are called to be followers of Jesus, but also to be fishers of men. That is to be pastors who bring in the souls of men by preaching the gospel. All right, continue. Going on. 21. Yeah, Zebedee. How'd you like your name to be? Zebedee!
John, his brother, and the boat with Zebedee, their father.
Mm-hmm.
Mending their nets.
Yeah.
He called.
And immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him.
Yeah, great. So they leave their father and they follow Jesus. Who are James and John to Jesus? Do you know?
Like John, not John the Baptist.
No, this is not John the Baptist. John
this
the
is one of the other Johns. Okay.
Yeah, this is the John who wrote the book.
Cousins?
Yes, they're Jesus' cousins. James and John are Jesus' cousins. Zebedee is Jesus' uncle. So they know Jesus.
But why did he not follow?
Why his uncle didn't follow? Because he called James and John.
Oh.
He didn't call Zebedee.
He didn't call Zebedee. You old man, you stay in the boat. That's what he said. Zebedee did not have the riz. So...
I'm going to miss that.
You haven't missed that?
I'm going to.
Oh, you are going to miss the riz?
Oh, gosh. Yeah. I asked him last Sunday whether he knew what that was, and he apparently does. He
I do know what it means,
oh,
yes.
Oh, what does it mean?
It means charisma.
Yeah.
Charm.
Is just, yeah. So he knows what it means.
Oh. Mm-hmm. And you thought I was just talking like an old person.
Because he doesn't use words that he doesn't know.
That's right. I don't use words I don't know.
Okay,
so James and John, cousins, why is Jesus bringing all of these guys? Why is he calling them all to follow him? Yes.
Because he's fishing for disciples, technically.
Yeah, but why does he want these particular disciples?
You're a minister.
Yeah, because he's calling them to be
apostles.
And how many apostles does Jesus need? 12. Why does Jesus need 12 apostles? No, go. Yes, because there were 12 tribes of Israel. And then Jesus also needs one more apostle to make 13, right? Why?
Apostle for the Gentiles.
Yeah, for the Gentiles, remember? Because who did Jesus come for?
Everybody.
All y'all. See, where I come from, they just say, you guys.
Oh, that's boring.
You guys.
Guys,
or
on, guys.
Or if you go further north than where I come from, it's you guys. You guys. Jesus comes from all you. He comes for all you guys.
That's interesting.
That's how we talk up there. Oh yeah, you betcha. All right, so let's look.
Did you not want me to read? Or
Oh yeah, I do want you to read. Thanks.
Okay.
You're a good boy.
And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom.
What's the gospel of the kingdom?
The word.
The word of what?
Heaven.
Yeah, but what does it mean? What's the gospel of the kingdom? Tell me what it is. What is Jesus preaching?
The gospel.
What is it?
Salvation. The good news.
Yeah, it's salvation, but how? And good news of what? I want you to tell me what it is that Jesus is actually preaching.
When you get so in depth with this.
When he goes, well, because you know it.
Death and resurrection?
Yes, which brings
life
in the
word, the gospel.
No, stop saying word. You guys that are saying word are grasping at straws. Where is there life and salvation? In the what's the darkness?
Satan.
What's the light?
Jesus.
And his gospel of the forgiveness of sins. Yes. So when Jesus comes and preaches the gospel of the kingdom, it is the forgiveness of sins in the death of Jesus and the resurrection of Jesus. That is the gospel of the kingdom. All right.
Preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease among the people.
Right, because where there's forgiveness of sins, all of the things that sin does to you, like make you hurt and make bad things happen and all of that kind of stuff, make you get old, have to wear glasses. You and I, see, we're in the cool club. Nobody else knows our struggles. Do you? You don't wear glasses. No, you don't have contacts. Your sister does, though, doesn't she? Does she just regularly wear glasses?
Sophie,
Are you just messing with me? Sophie definitely has glasses.
She did, but she doesn't wear them anymore.
Oh, her eyes just got better?
I don't know.
Well.
That can happen?
Apparently. So, all of that stuff that sin causes, when Jesus forgives the sin, what happens? Goes away. So when Jesus is healing people, is the most important thing that people get healed? No, it's that their sins are forgiven. And that, look at that, gospel of the kingdom, and then he heals all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease. 24.
That's you.
Oh, that is me. Then his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought to him all sick people who were afflicted with various diseases and torments, and those who were demon-possessed, epileptics and paralytics, and he healed them.
You met people like that.
Yes, I have met many demon-possessed people. It's yeah, it's kind of fun.
You met one at Walmart.
I've met more than one at Walmart.
Yeah. The guy was weird. He spoke in a tongue.
Mm. What?
Yeah. These are all stories for a different day.
Aww.
This is the kind of fun stuff you get to see when you're a pastor.
Didn't you go to it wasn't like a demon-possessed person, a house on Halloween or whatever?
Yeah, it just so happened to be Halloween. I went and I did an exorcism in a house. And I'm going to go do an exorcism in a house tomorrow, too.
Yeah. Really?
Yep.
Bob and Brenda Browns.
Okay.
I don't know every detail of anything.
Finish this up. All of this stuff, demon-possessed, epileptics, paralytics, he heals them all.
What is paralytics?
Paralytics means you are paralyzed.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
What is all this?
Yeah.
25. Whose verse is that?
Leela.
Leela, 25.
In great multitudes followed him from
Galilee.
Galilee and from
Decapolis.
Decapolis, mm-hmm. Jerusalem, mm-hmm. Judea, and beyond the Jordan.
Correct. Yes, very good. All right. There we go. People follow Jesus. Jesus is doing stuff. They want the forgiveness of sins. Now, your terms, all you have is rabbi.
Isn't that the Jewish?
You can leave it on the table. I'll take care of it.
Or the Jewish priest.
Is that it?
Yeah, Jewish teacher in the synagogue, rabbi, and fishers of men.
Simple. Is that it?
Yep. And next time you get to hear about the demon-possessed daughter.
Yay.
Oh. Now,
not the exorcist, right?
Oh. No. Please don't wear your sweatshirt, Memphis, because we do have church tomorrow, next week. So remember, catechism, what is the office of the keys? And your terms, only new ones are rabbi and fishers of men. Holy smokes. Holy smokes. It couldn't be any easier than it is for you.
Do you know about Brenda?
Office of the Keys. So wherever... Keep going. Yeah, they're right here. This one, right here. That's all you have. Super easy. Look at that. All right, we got church. We got a split.
Bob won't be there.